This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. We've seen bailouts for the auto industry and for the banks. Well, now it looks like it's the art world's turn. A few weeks ago on the show, we heard from billionaire Eli Broad, who offered $30 million in assistance to LA's struggling Museum of Contemporary Art, known as MoCA. As NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, MoCA has decided to accept Broad's bailout.
In its three-decade history, MoCA has become one of the most highly regarded museums in the country. Tens of thousands have streamed through MoCA's rose marble building to see exhibitions by Richard Serra, Jean-Michel Basquiat, and Takashi Murakami. But while the museum's artistic vision was sure, its finances were anything but. After months of rumors about its financial collapse, MoCA's trustees announced that the museum was receiving a critically necessary infusion of cash from arts patron Eli Broad. As the museum announced the deal, Broad said the survival of MoCA was central to his vision of a city center for 21st century L.A.
Because I could think of no other city in world history or today that has become great without a vibrant center.
MoCA is an important part of a downtown renaissance that includes Walt Disney Concert Hall, another Broad beneficiary, the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels, and the most expensive public school devoted to the arts ever built. $15 million of Broad's grant will match donor contributions dollar for dollar. The second $15 million, given over 5 years, will allow the museum to continue to mount important exhibitions, like the current one featuring French sculptor Louise Bourgeoise. Part of the negotiations for MoCA involve a regime change. Jeremy Strick, who guided the museum for 9 years, stepped down. The board appointed Charles Young, former chancellor of UCLA and an avid collector of contemporary art, to ease MoCA into solvency. Young said the board had 5 goals: to keep the museum's current headquarters, to maintain its independence, to make its collections even more widely available to the viewing public, to make sure the quality of those collections remains high, and to restore MoCA's financial health. Young says that may involve some painful cuts.
In an organization like this, a huge amount of expenditures are for staff and personnel. So it would be awfully hard to see how substantial reductions couldn't be made without eliminating some positions.
Something the banking and auto industries have already learned. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.